Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Cardi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a full-time tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So in the true spirit of temperance, which is our card of the month, ruled by Sagittarius, representing that moderation and flow, I'm going to do this episode as an audio episode only. It's been a lot to manage all of the facets of my business, my readings. I'm taking on a huge new writing venture and recording and editing both the podcast and the YouTube station. So based on the majority of the comments, subscribers, and feedback, they're coming through the podcast. So I'm going to continue that weekly as normal and maybe uploading and adding additional YouTube content, but I'm not sure that I can commit to the weekly videos on YouTube at this time. Let me know if that's something that you loved. I really appreciate your feedback. And I, you know, all the time people are like, you need to do TikTok, you need to do a newsletter. I wish I had 8 octopus arms. I would love to eventually get into all of these streams, but let me know what is really speaking to you, what's resonating, what channels, what kind of areas and where you're getting your information. And I'm going to try to take that all into account. But as of now, podcast is normal, YouTube where I can. So here we are. I'm also going to be relaunching this podcast with a new producer. The brand is female, so excited to be part of their team and part of their platform. And starting in January, I'm going to be really excited to up-level and expand the experience for all of you. There's going to be amazing new guests, new content, better audio and technology, because that's what they do. And I've been doing this myself for the past 2 years. So big shifts and evolution into 2021 with the podcast. So I think you're all going to enjoy that as well. So since we started with the kind of temperance vibes, let's talk about how we can continue to embody this powerful and healing card, especially since we're coming to the close of a very, very intense, very extreme in ways eclipse season. So we came through that lunar eclipse in Gemini on November 30th, which stirred up a lot of emotional baggage. And for many of us, this could have included things we already thought we cleared. We're like, why is this coming back up? I've been through this. I've been over this. The lunar eclipses are kind of more emotional in general. We think of that the moon, the divine feminine, that kind of flow, that natural flow. So a lot of emotions, but also because this occurred in Gemini, there was an extra focus on relationships and communication. And this wasn't an easy one by any means, but it was a very progressive and powerful eclipse. So now we're moving towards tomorrow's solar eclipse in Sagittarius, and that's occurring at 8:33 a.m. Eastern time. So if you're not a morning person like me and this is hitting you early in the morning, you can work with these energies tonight. If there's anything you want, like a final clearing around, you want to fully eclipse out and move forward with that momentum of Sagittarius. The solar eclipses, I personally am a little bit more excited about this than I was for the lunar eclipse in Gemini. The solar eclipses in general are more of that divine masculine energy, which kind of drives us into action. And this is accelerated because this is occurring in Sagittarius, you know, the archer, the centaur, that we love action. We're fire signs, right? So this is when a lot of us are going to be like, okay, noted. I learned a lot this month. There may have been a lot of challenges in ways this month, but now I'm ready for the next level. I think of that Kanye West song when like the chorus is like ready for action. I forget what the name of that song is. I love it. They play it in my boxing class, but it's that like ready for action. That's where we're at right now. And it's kind of like put, you know, rubber to the road, put our money where the mouth is. It's time to go. And this is the perfect timing to prepare us for that massive turning point that is the winter solstice and beginning of Yule on December 21st. This is where we're making that shift into the true age of Aquarius. And in many ways, we're leaving the old world we knew behind and we're entering the new. This is where temperance is going to be hella useful. This, you know, temperance is the heart chakra ruled card. And yes, temperance teaches us moderation, but it also teaches us the ability to hold multiple perspectives while staying true to our own. Remember, the temperance angel is genderless, reminding us of their perspective and ability to observe all, total 5D vibes, right? And this angel has 1 foot in the water on the card in the Smith Rider Waite deck and 1 foot on the earth, and kind of showing us that they're able to see both vantage points. They're able to be both in the 3D and the 5D. The intuitive, kind of more esoteric metaphysical world, and you know, at the same time, while judging neither. And the next few weeks are going to be intense. I'm not going to lie. You're probably like, oh my God, Cardsy, you've said that every month this year. True. Some have been a little more chill than others. I think we had a little bit of a break in September and early October. But yeah, there's intensities. I'm not going to lie. From December through into January in a big way, we've had huge spikes in the Schumann resonance, which is that, you know, frequency of Earth, and more light frequencies entering the Earth plane. We have the eclipses this month, and now we have that powerful December 21st solstice taking place. On a micro level in this, some of you may be spending time with family members who, if you're gathering for the holidays, you know, people that you love, but often may hold different perspectives than you. And if you're gathering in the upcoming holiday season, this can trigger things. This can bring up some stuff. And as I've talked about since the spring equinox, which occurred at the beginning of the pandemic, and, you know, a lot of ways, that's when the old world as we knew it began to close. Massive amounts of polarity and duality have come to the surface since that time. And, you know, it's undeniable and it's unavoidable. And at first, I was really heartbroken by this. Those of you who have listened to the podcast over this past year, you know, it was so painful and so sad for me. And I felt like this public shaming and judging became the norm as this fear and anger trended so heavily all over the place. But something shifted about this for me in this Sagittarius temperance season. And maybe it's because I am a Sagittarius and I'm in my prime in this month, you know, with all the Jupiter vibes and all my annoying optimism, or maybe like the Grinch, my little heart grew a few sizes during Hexmas and Krampus season and Yule. But either way, I somehow realized, I was like, oh, for me, this rising to the surface of all of this polarity is actually a good thing, because it's asking us to, like temperance, be able to view and hold space for multiple perspectives while still staying true to our own inner knowing. When I was away last weekend, I visited three of my very close friends from New York who now live in Florida. And I haven't seen them in quite a while. I was really, you know, excited to be able to connect. And one of these three women has a drastically different perspective on certain things than I do. And I think she assumed that because we love each other and we're super close friends, that we must have the same perspective on almost everything. And when I gently expressed my truth, you know, on this one situation coming up, and that, you know, I kind of kindly expressed that I understand why she believes what she does. And, you know, I hold space for it. It just isn't my truth. And I can still love her and hold that while being true to my own inner knowings and my own downloads that I've been receiving. And, you know, at first I'm sure she was shocked, because I think we have this thing. And up until this time, we kind of just assumed, oh, you know, if you hang out with me, if you live where I live, you're like me. And we didn't have this polarity and this duality spotlighted, which in ways it's painful, it's hard. But I think now it's giving us the opportunity to be kinder to one another, because you're like, wait, I love you. You're one of my best friends and you think differently than I do. You see that differently. Oh, I don't think you're a bad person, but like, I didn't know that, right? So a lot of this is coming up within families, within friend groups. And so as I kind of just kindly stated my truth, but said, I totally see value and hold yours, she began to downplay. She was like, oh no, well, it's not really that. And then she started to justify on the other end of why, the whys of her beliefs and her actions. And then she started to say some pretty unkind things about other friends and people that didn't hold the same perspective on this as her. And I just sat and I listened and I sent her so much love. And I sat there with the frequency of, I'm sorry, you're in fear. I love you so much. You are so loved. Because I know she's in a lot of fear, and fear often manifests as unkind words and actions. Glennon Doyle once said, if we want to change what spills out of us, we have to change what is inside of us. And a lot of people, and understandably so in this environment and climate, are filled with fear right now. That's what's inside of them. So it's fear that's spilling out. And when fear spills out, it often looks like blame, shame, anger, xenophobia. Temperance, the alchemist of the deck, really asks us how we can alchemize this, starting with us, what's inside of us. And the more that we do that, the more love is going to spill out of us. And that has a powerful ripple effect on the collective. You know, I had a choice in that conversation. I could have, quote unquote, taken the easy road and not expressed my contrasting perspective and kind of gone under the radar. I also could have vehemently defended my truth with data and facts and statistics, but I knew that wouldn't change anything. And that would probably draw a further divide and create a wall of defensiveness and guardedness. I knew the best thing that I could do was stand in my truth confidently, but with genuine kindness, acceptance, and love. And as a result, it ended up being a very kind exchange. You know, I think that I guess I'm used to not just assuming that like I'm not the same as everyone. I grew up this, you know, weird little lesbian witch in a rural setting. So I've kind of been, since I was a baby child, known that like I'm different and that's okay. Sometimes it was challenging, but I think that there are a lot of people that are assuming everyone's on the same page on whether that's personal issues, how they view relationships, how they view the world, how they view COVID, whatever these issues may be. I think this coming to the surface to realize we can be different, we can hold different truths and different perspectives because, you know, from a quantum perspective, and Phil Good stated this recently, from a quantum perspective, you know, infinity exists, right? So there are infinite possibilities in the universe. So from that perspective, infinite truths exist. So we can have different truths that are coming in and resonating as true to our core. And it doesn't mean that, you know, she's a bad person, I'm a bad person. So yeah, it ended up being a very, very kind exchange. And as we're confronted with these triggers this month, Temperance asks us, where can we hold space for others while still standing and holding our own inner knowing? You know, how can both, like the Temperance angel, how can both exist? Temperance is a powerful mofo and is truly, I believe, one of the cards, one of the energies that we can embody to help shift this thing. So this month, we have many cards this month, which I love about December. We have an extra card, Wheel of Fortune, ruled by Jupiter. Hello, solstice vibes, right? And this is the card of evolution and expansion. And I've had some listeners contact me, oh my God, Cardsy B, what's going to happen on December 21st? I'm scared. You know, this healer saying this, Shaman Dirk saying that. And just like the spring equinox was a massive shift back in March, yes, all of these healers that are saying things are not going to be the same. This is as well a massive shift. This is one of expansion, you know, like the Wheel of Fortune. We're constantly in motion, constantly ascending. So for those still estimating, you know, or hearing when are things going back to normal, I have from the beginning been like, it's not going back to normal, but the Wheel of Fortune and this winter solstice on the 21st are reminding us we're not going back. We're going forward. And the crown chakra ruling of this card of Wheel of Fortune, it's kind of like once you know, you can't unknow. We have all grown so much in 2020 and we're moving into a new world. And when we combine the Wheel of Fortune with that holding space and kind of alchemy of Temperance, I believe this is looking like we're moving into a much kinder, a much more conscious, a much more awake world. And last, as our monthly overview, which was the pull from the January 2020 overview that I pull every year, we had the Eight of Wands. And I love this. And not just because it's RuPaul in my deck, it's one of everyone's favorite cards to see in the Badass Bitches Tarot, but also because this is Mercury in Sagittarius in terms of the astrological ruling. It's also the throat and solar plexus chakras of good, empowering news coming our way. We are in prime manifestation energy this month. Even as challenges come up, we have this heightened ability to magnetize and manifest with the placement of Jupiter, with Sagittarius season, and especially because, you know, the pull of Eight of Wands, I was like, good things coming. It's actually a beautiful way to wrap up the year. And I'm sure many of you are already seeing this in action. So continue to work with Eight of Wands. And a great way to do this is to ask for what it is you're wanting to level up, using this momentum of the eclipse tomorrow on the 14th into the winter solstice and Yule period, which starts on the 21st, ends on the 31st, to how do you want to close this year out? What are you eclipsing out tomorrow? And what in Eight of Wands are you like, yes to this, this is what I'm calling in, this is what I know I'm worthy of. I love our little Hexmas Yule extra card for December. I always love that we have, because of Wheel of Fortune and Temperance, both representing Wheel of Fortune is Jupiter, Temperance is Sag, that we get some extra good vibes. And I love both of those cards. And I absolutely love Eight of Wands, obviously. So let's take a look at our card of the week. Four of Swords reversed. I feel like we just had her in November, but I think in the upright. So regardless, here she is again, this time in the reversal. So this is the card that I always say in the OG Smith Rider Waite deck that I was afraid of as a kid, because I thought that this knight that is laying down horizontally on the slab of marble surrounded by four swords was dead. But in actuality, he's resting. And this card is kind of the rest and meditation card. And that for that reason, I made it the spiritual teacher and Buddhist practitioner Pema Chodron, who's kind of the queen of meditation in the Badass Bitches tarot deck. The reversal is not a bad thing. It's, you know, people, I always laugh about, like, one of my best friends is like, she hates reversals, but I'm like, some are good. Like, I love the fives reverse. This isn't a terrible thing. It's just more indicative that you may be feeling more on the burned out, exhausted side. The upright of Four of Swords is like, okay, you're ready for the recharge. You're like, kind of in the, like, I know it. I'm in the recharge. I'm doing it. This is, you may be like on the cusp of burnout, whether that's work-wise, whether that's emotional, whether that's because of relationship disconnect, tension, or trauma. But allow yourself to really find the balance. Remember, this card is ruled by Jupiter in Libra. And Jupiter in Libra is really finding expansion in balance and moderation. You know, shout out to Temperance there with the where can we moderate, where can we find the balance. And I've heard a lot of other healers and teachers, Elizabeth April, Lori Ladd, I think Phil Good even said this, that if you've been super tired lately, listen to your body. If you need to nap more, if you need to sleep in a bit later, if you need to take breaks and just chill, we're in a massive shift right now. And we're also preparing for this eclipse and the intensities of, the eclipse on Monday, but I'm the solstice, which is going to be extremely intense, as well as the month of January and Capricorn season. So allow yourself the nurturing, the time, the space, and relaxation that you need right now. If you're craving it, trust that feeling, especially this week in between that the solar eclipse and the winter solstice. So I hope that this is helpful. I hope that you have an incredible solar eclipse in Sagittarius tomorrow. As you know, I love hearing from all of you. I really cherish and thank you actually for all of your DMs, donations, feedback, comments. So any additional questions that you have, next week is going to be the Ask Cards EB episode. So any additional questions you have, please send them through, as well as feedback. I really, like I said, I've been hearing that there's definitely more following, more of you who listen to this via podcast, whether it's Spotify or iTunes, than YouTube. But let me know which is preferred. If you really want to see YouTube, if you really want to see kind of an area that I'm not putting content in and it speaks to you, let me know, because I'm trying to get the best content out in the right avenues without, you know, totally burning myself out, without being Four of Swords reversed in the process. So your feedback is always appreciated. That being said, I love you all so, so much. Happy eclipse, happy Yule, and as always, stay magical AF.